Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas. To those guests who've just joined us, welcome. Our next stop is the Magic Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our station at the entrance to Main Street USA, gateway to the seven theme lands of the Magic Kingdom.
Welcome aboard the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast, and a hearty top of the morning to you. I know yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, but we can still celebrate. I mean, some of you probably celebrated well into the night, and you're just now recovering, so hopefully you've got a nice big cup of coffee, maybe you've had some Tylenol, and you're bouncing back, and we got a wonderful new episode of the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast as a palate cleanser for you to make you feel all better on this Monday morning. This is March the 18th, and this is episode number 192 of the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast. I am Justin Monorail, and I don't do this show alone. I've got two Irish lucky, they're my lucky charms. And don't steal me Lucky Charms. You can't steal me Lucky Charms. These are my Lucky Charms. They're my co-hosts. They're my pals. And they're Monorail family. Let's introduce them one by one. Let's start with the man who I was afraid his computer was going to crash and he wasn't going to be able to join us, but he bounced back and he's here today. It's Landon, the Dawes Doan. Landon, welcome back to the Monorail.
Hi, everybody. Coming to you from the Isolation Station of Love. It's me. It's the DOZ. I, too, am kind of worried that my computer is going to crash. So I'm assuming I'm recording right now, question mark, because a little peeksy behind the scenes. Last week, it was Jay's turn to have technical difficulties. This week, apparently, it's my turn to have technical difficulties. So if any moment I suddenly go away, it's not because I'm angry and quit the podcast. It's because my computer decided to not play nice.
Yeah, I would assume it's more like you just decided it was time to start celebrating St. Patrick's Day and you bounced. You're like, get me a green beer. I'm out of here.
Oh, I've been drinking green beer all day, buddy. So, you know, it's fine.
But that's really unrelated to St. Patrick's Day.
Drinking green beer, I mean drinking Diet Coke. So there's that. Yeah.
Well, let's welcome in our other Monorail co-pilot who she made a funny face when I said she was Irish. I mean, she could be Irish. But she's still making a funny face. It's Steffers! Steffers, you don't have any Irish blood in you at all? We all do, don't we?
I don't know. I guess maybe.
I want you to do 23andMe right now.
Okay. I will tell you right now, it will pop up Asian. But like, you know, yeah, maybe there's a little, maybe my dad's side had some Irish in him. I don't know.
You never know. We're all mutts when you really get down to it.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, Landon, do you have
to quote
Irish?
Norman Reedus from Boondock Saints on St. Patrick's Day? We're all a little Irish.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Landon, do you have Irish in your heritage at all?
I believe so, but I've never done a DNA 23andMe situation, so I'm just a simple hillbilly from East Tennessee.
I did do a DNA test.
We should do it.
It came back on 100%.
Like here on the podcast?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I did do the DNA test, and it came back 100% white. But it also came back, I'm 100% that bitch. So
I'm starting to question the results of your test.
it's just like no, my big surprise was that I actually have always thought that I had a little more German percentage in my heritage. As it turned out, I have more Irish United Kingdom than I do German in my blood. So I'm like, but by the way, it's those two and then like tiny minuscule percentages of anything else. So anyways, we are here on the Monday Morning Monorail Podcast today because it is the day after St. Patrick's Day, but it's also, I mean, we are smack dab in the middle of March Madness season. This week, the actual NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament will kick off. Very excited. This is one of my favorite times of year. But more importantly, We have set up this beautiful Monday Morning Monorail March Madness bracket, and today we're going to go through round one of that bracket so that we are fully ready to go for tomorrow night's live show, Tuesday night on the Passholder Lounge. We're going to play out the rest of this bracket live in front of the studio audience, and we will see who will come out the ultimate champion of the Monday Morning Monorail March Madness Mayhem 2024. But before we jump into round one, I just wanted to poll the audience here for a second. I took a look, and luckily it was kind of a slow news week. So I didn't really pull any specific articles. Did anything jump out to you all? Did I miss anything, or were you kind of the same observation?
There was only one.
Yeah, and it was more of a Disneyland item. That would be Patrick Warburton himself showing up for Soarin' Over California. That was really cool.
That was cool. Yeah, those videos when Disney dropped that, it popped up everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, I saw it multiple times. But what a surprise!
No kidding,
Putty himself, right there.
It was the mustache for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I know Soren's been around a long time, but I will say one of my first things was, wow, Patrick Warburton's getting old.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aren't we all, though?
We are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I mean, what a cool surprise for those people that were they're getting ready to step onto Soarin'. They're so excited to go Soarin' Over California. And then out comes the number one flight attendant that anybody would love to have on their Soarin' adventure, Patrick Warburton himself. And it just, you know, I would have been thrilled to be there, but it did make me think, are there any rides that you would, like, if you could pick one ride, Disney, Universal, whatever it may be, that you're in line for, you're getting ready to step on, and then one of the characters from either the pre-show or the ride itself steps out and greets you in person? Could be, like, a fictional character or the actual actor. But I wanted to ask you all, if you were put in that situation, what would be like your dream come true situation to have somebody step out of that attraction, be actually there in front of you? Steffers, I feel like you want E.T. to greet you, like the real E.T.
Oh, 100%. But let me tell you. So fun fact about Steffers is I actually really enjoy watching like interview. So I think it's Variety and Hollywood Reporter. They do like actors on actors or directors on directors, and they have like interviews. I would love Steven Spielberg, but it's a twofold: E.T. and Jurassic Park.
Okay.
With a sprinkle of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
You know?
Wait.
Yeah, there's no rules. I'm making up my own answers. We're just doing it all.
Yeah, we saw your bracket last week. We know you play by your own rules, so.
But I do have a Disney answer.
Okay.
Which this is probably an insurance claim waiting to happen, but I would love for Harrison Ford to show up for the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular.
That is a great answer, Steffers.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I know.
That's amazing.
I try.
I'm proud of you for that one. That's very good.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself. I could have like did a cop out and said Leia Salonga because she does the voice, but it's not important. Anyway, Harrison Ford's my answer.
I love that. Yeah. Like imagine him coming down on the rope through the roof. Like people think it's just going to be the stuntman and it's old Harrison Ford breaking his leg probably on the way down.
Specifically at this age, Harrison Ford. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, that's why I was like, insurance claims, he might need a new hip, a new knee, like, you know.
It would definitely be newsworthy because it might be the end of Harrison Ford.
He could crash.
Yeah. It would be a memorable day in Hollywood studios.
He could crash one of his planes into the set or something. He is doing
another one. So like really, it's possible.
Man, that would
However, you know, movie magic. I don't know, man.
That's fun. Okay, Steffers, I don't know how we're going to top that, but we're going to try.
You're welcome.
Landon, what do you think?
You're born Rise of the Resistance. Hey, Poe, is the X-Wing ready? Oscar Isaac comes walking out from the corner.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
In full flight gear, too. That'd be sick.
That'd be really cool. Or, like, I don't know, like, actual BB-8 comes rolling around the corner. That'd be pretty dope. Yeah. Or you're over in Epcot. You're standing in line for Journey into Your Imagination. Figment comes flying out of the ceiling. Yeah, the actual Figment. Yeah. Steffers, don't look at me that way. If we could have like a 90-something come rappelling out of the ceiling, I can get an animated dragon from my imagination to show up.
Listen, I'm not – Okay. I'm just going to say okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
Only if I can milk him.
I'm going to milk the
figment. There will be no figment milking.
A live figment milking will occur right before you step onto the red.
Going to make everybody uncomfortable.
Well, while you're here, figment.
I hear raw milk is good for you. Anyway.
Could we milk Harrison Ford? He's got nipples.
No, you can't say that. This is a family show.
I'm just having fun playing with your all's answers. These are good. So I think it would be fun. For me, I was thinking of Muppet Vision 3D. And like, if we're going to do the three, you know, you're in the pre-show. Why not have Gonzo show up live, perform a little stunt in the pre-show? That'd be fun. Live Gonzo, great. of course, Kermit shows up. That would be, you know, that would be great. Getting to see Kermit live. I, of course, my mind also went to Star Wars, and I was thinking, what if you were getting ready to get on Star Tours and C-3PO was actually in the Star Tours vehicle, like Anthony Daniels in the suit, getting jostled around. He's also very old, so I don't know how safe that would be, but that would be fun.
Safety is but a thing.
But no, we were joking around about this before we started recording, and we mentioned Dinosaur. I would love to see I'd love to see Felicia Rashad in person. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. She, I mean, look, I know we can't talk about her counterpart in the show that she used to be a star of, but the two of them together, I mean, they were like, for me, like surrogate parents when I was growing up watching The Cosby Show. I love Felicia Rashad. So I'd be thrilled to see her in person. And then the last one would be, if I got to go Universal, I'm going to go over to Universal. How about I'm stepping on Fast and Furious and Ludacris is there live and in person. Giving me That'd the rundown, cool. Telling me to not pull my cell phone out on the ride. I would love it. That'd be good.
Get some Luda up in there.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of good Universal.
He could rap in person.
He could.
He could do a whole performance. Wait, didn't he already do that? Was he not a Mardi Gras act? Maybe that wasn't this year.
He's a SeaWorld Seven Seas Food SeaWorld. Festival.
I knew he was doing something. There we go.
Check the box.
We done did it.
Mark the box on your bingo card. We have said SeaWorld.
Speaking of SeaWorld, I would like a penguin to greet me after penguin trek.
Well, they kind of the do. Ride. They will, because it's going to, you get to go out into the penguin exhibit. Okay.
Doesn't count. It's not the same. I want Carl to greet me, okay?
Carl. How about Carl's Jr.?
Carl.
No, that's true. Like, you get to hug a penguin. Should you hug penguins? Are penguins stinky and slimy? I don't know
they're,
anything about
it. Not aggressive, but they're like particular, you know?
Okay.
Like, if they don't like you, they don't like you.
And they don't want you to touch them. I don't blame them.
They got the tood.
Like, I don't want to be touched, so I get it.
I can relate to that, yeah.
Oh, and if at home, if you're playing along with this game, if you didn't say, I want to be stepping on the monorail and Justin Monorail steps out and greets me, then you lose, because that's the ultimate answer.
Correct. Absolutely.
You lose.
Wow. You lost the game. I don't want people to try to milk me when I step off the monorail. That
oh god,
I would prefer.
Milking is an added expense, so
that's right.
Please plan accordingly.
That's a VIP experience.
Yeah, we saved that for our only.
Oh my goodness gracious!
We need to get into this March Madness, please, for the love of cheese.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steffers. It's best for everyone if we move on. If you've been listening the last couple weeks, and first of all, thank you for listening. You know that we are building towards a bracket throwdown that brought together all sorts of Central Florida and Orlando experiences. We revealed the first week Disney in park and outside of the park experiences that make up the left side of our March Madness bracket. And then last week we revealed Universal experiences and then miscellaneous themed or amusement experiences in Central Florida. And that makes up the right side of the bracket. So today the idea is we're going to go through, we're going to do some debating. There are going to be some feelings that are probably going to get hurt today, but we're going to go through round one of that bracket live for you today. Well, live recorded to tape. And all working towards tomorrow night, Tuesday night, March 18th at 8 o'clock on YouTube on the Passholder Lounge Challenge. We will finish out this bracket and we will declare a champion. And that will be live. It will also be recorded, but it'll be live. So we're going to start. And I feel like, do you think it makes sense just to go like top left, bottom left, top right, bottom right? Or
that's what I was thinking.
Okay. All right. So that means we will start with, if you've seen the bracket, which we have published in the Facebook group and on Twitter and in the Discord for people who are in our Discord, we've published the bracket and this will be the purple section of the bracket. If you're playing along at home, please yell out your answers as we go. I'll appreciate that. And give us, you know, if you want to yell at us later, you can yell at us on Twitter and Facebook if we get something that you or say something you don't like. Too bad. It's too bad. It already happened, but you can yell at us later. What kind of yeah. attitude do I have today? I don't know what's happening. I think the thought of getting milked has me all riled up.
That generally does happen to people. People think about getting milked and just gets the blood all bothered.
Yeah. In a good or a bad way, depending on who you are.
Yes.
All right. So we are going to just go top to bottom then, because I think it makes the most sense. So in our first matchup, this is the bracket curated by Landon. Actually, I think we have to start with the play-in game to determine who will be going up against number one. So let's do that. So in the play-in game for the 16th spot, Mr. Irrelevant, we've got Magic Shots versus the Figment Popcorn Bucket. So I think what we'll do is, you know, we'll take turns going first. So we'll start with Steffers. You can give your answer first on this one and then Landon, then me, and then we'll rotate as we go through the bracket. But Steffers, Magic Shots versus Figment Popcorn Bucket, which one made it to your round of 64?
Figment Popcorn Bucket.
Figment Popcorn Bucket gets a vote.
To no one's surprise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Landon, how'd you play this one out?
Even though there are now two iterations of the Figment Popcorn Bucket, I'm going to go with Magic Shots just because there are so many and they are extremely versatile. So give me Magic Shots.
Well, Landon, I am going with you on this one because I also believed the Figment Magic or the Figment Magic Shots.
Figment.
You can get Figment Magnet. In fact, let's say Figment Magic. God bless. I'm having a stroke, ladies and gentlemen.
It's part of the mayhem.
At least we're still rolling.
Shots are filled with Figment milk.
Magic Shots with Figment is what I'm just going to write as number 16. Okay, now that we're through that, now we actually have the round one matchup of Guardians, the number one seed, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, going up against Magic Shots with Figment. Landon, tell us what you picked and why.
I am going to go with my number one overall seed. Give me Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. When I was talking about the seeding reveal, I talked about how this is my favorite attraction on Disney property. So to the surprise of no one, the number one seed moves on. Give me Guardians.
Yeah. Okay. And without further ado, I'll say I agree with you. I don't know how anyone, I mean, unless you're just extremely motion sick, I don't know how anyone would pick Magic Shots over Cosmic Rewind. So yes, I agree. Steffers, your vote doesn't count, but you can tell us anyway.
I was gonna say, what if I chose the other option? I did not. I chose Guardians, but that's a little disrespectful.
Well, that's
I do
what
get
happens.
Motion sick too, by the way, but yeah. I still picked Guardians. So
okay, well then it's a clean sweep for Guardians of the Galaxy moving on.
Correct.
To the next round, which will take us to matchup number two. Number eight, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway versus Festival of the Lion King. And this is where we're going to start having some interesting discussions, I think. Because I don't know if this is going to come as a surprise to you all, but I picked Festival of the Lion King to move on to the next round over Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Because, as we've said, oh, Gimli loves it. He's fired up because he is pro... pro lions and animals. He loves it. But yes, it's the best show on property. I'm just thinking if I could only pick one of those things to stick around, sure, I would miss Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, but at least we've got it over at Disneyland. And I love Festival of the Lion King so much. So that's moving on to round two for me. Steffers, you get the second vote on this one.
I did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Okay.
Hot take. I'm going to do hot take because we're full of
do
hot
it.
Takes today.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Lion King fan.
Wow.
That so I will say, with the
reveal.
Caveat, please hold. I've seen the show. I love this show.
That's okay.
It stood no chance against Mickey and Minnie's.
Okay. But that means the power is in Landon's hands to decide who wins this matchup. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway or Festival of the Lion King, Landon.
In our second matchup in the Monday morning monorail March Madness, I'm sure I'm missing an M in there. We are going to have our first upset. Number 9 seed Festival of the Lion King is going to knock off the 8 seed Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Jay said it perfectly. Festival of the Lion King is the best show on property and is a highlight of any trip that I go on whenever I'm fortunate enough to see it. I love that show. It's incredible.
Yep. So, Steffers, you've been outvoted this time. However, I will say my only hang up with Festival of the Lion King, I feel like my timing is always bad. I'm not great at looking ahead at the show times, and then planning to go over there at a certain time. And I just hope, because this is how I do Animal Kingdom, I wander around and just do whatever I run into. So by the time I get there, the line's either too long or the show just started and I didn't get in. So I got to do better about planning it, but because I do love to see that show. All right. Now we move on to a Star Wars throwdown. We've got number 5, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance versus Smuggler's Run. Both of them in Batuu. It's a Batuu battle. Steffers, you get to kick this one off because we know you're the number one Star Wars fan on the show.
I'm the number one female Star Wars fan on the show. Yes, that is actually an accurate representation. So, hear me out, right? The answer is Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want it to be honest with you. Like, I wanted to give Smuggler's Run its time in the sun. I couldn't bring... This is why I've also picked Runaway Railway. I love the ride vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the technology of it all kind of inched it forward for me. That was really my logic, and that was the only thing that prevented Smuggler's Run from being in the lead on this one. Sorry. Not sorry.
No, that's totally fine. I think a good argument could be made for Smuggler's Run here. Landon, are you going to split the vote, or is my vote going to be irrelevant on this one? Rise of the Resistance versus Smuggler's Run.
We can go ahead and change your name to Justin Irrelevant for this pick, because we are going to go Rise of the Resistance ... when that attraction is working, because the technology on the ride is incredible, but God, is it finicky.
Yeah,
I agree.
I could 100%. Absolutely see that being why people wouldn't vote for it, just because it's not reliable. You may not get to do it. And sometimes you ride it and half the effects are not working.
Bingo. Yep. I was going to say, even if it is up and running, it might be running in B or C or D mode.
Argument.
Asterisk, in prime condition.
Yeah. And then an argument on the Smuggler's Run side. I mean, you can't ride Rise of the Resistance in Chewie mode. So
that is true.
Yeah.
But also an argument against Smuggler's Run. Your enjoyment of the attraction can be based on what roles you play, and also it can be impacted based on the skill level of your pilots.
Yeah, that's true.
If maybe, I don't know, for example, you're being flown through space by 5-year-olds and they hit every wall in space.
Because they think it's hilarious, because they do.
Yep.
yeah, that's true. I'll say too, like, if Smuggler's Run had variable adventures and you didn't know what adventure you were going to go on, sort of the Star Wars or Star Tours effect, that would also have impacted it in my mind. But it is the one, and you're right, like, what position you get really, really matters. Okay, we're moving on. Landon gets to kick off this one, and it's a matchup of number 4, Flight of Passage, versus number 13, The Jungle Cruise. This is an interesting one, Landon. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is a classic attraction in the Jungle Cruise going up against a heavy hitter in Flight of Passage.
Like the best ride at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like honestly, I don't even, I guess you could throw in Expedition Everest in the conversation, but Flight of Passage is the best attraction at Animal Kingdom and on property. So I will go, as much as it breaks my heart, I'm going to go Flight of Passage, because I do love me some Jungle Cruise.
Wow. Yeah. That I'm a little surprised by that.
Me too.
so much so that, like, when I looked at this one, I had a small debate, but Jungle Cruise is just too much of a classic for me. So I voted Jungle Cruise, which means Steffers
I get that.
You are the decider here. If you could only have one, that's kind of what I thought about it. I'm keeping Jungle Cruise. But what do you think? Flight of Passage or Jungle Cruise?
If y'all have heard some sort of podcast I've been on before, you already know my answer. But Flight of Passage is the answer. I am not a huge Jungle Cruise fan.
Wow.
Either.
Okay.
Oh, I like Jingle Cruise. It's cute. I don't have the nostalgic tie to Jungle Cruise as most people do. So, like, that's a ride I skip.
This is your second vote against animals, and I'm just going to tell you. I mean,
just wait. There's more.
I feel bad about my answer. I really don't like it. I'm mad at myself right now.
You can change your answer, Landon. Like,
I'm gonna leave Landon
here.
An angry comment.
You should. You should go back and be like, what the hell was I thinking?
Damn it, Landon. You're ruining the podcast.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Ugh. Okay, I get to kick us off on this one. Number 6, Tron Light Cycle / Run versus number 11, Happily Ever After and Fantasmic. Oh, we have to do the play-in game, so scratch that. Yep. So it's going to be Happily Ever After, Fantasmic for me to kick it off. It's Happily Ever After. I like Fantasmic. I don't love Fantasmic. I love Happily Ever After, so that's it for me. Steffers, I feel like I know. I don't know your answer on this one.
You know what's really funny is I saw this and I didn't understand. Like, I had to look for the little asterisk thing to figure out what the heck I was supposed to do here. And I was like, this is a little disrespectful.
It is.
How are you going to make me choose? But Happily Ever After is the correct answer.
Okay.
Wow.
If you had put the Mulan scene in Fantasmic, maybe it would have edged a little bit further. But Happily Ever After is just too. Like, I will sob every single time, no matter how many times I've seen the show. Like, I will sob. Fantasmic, just kind of tugs at my heart, but I'm not sobbing. So, yeah. I need to, I like the feels.
Yeah, you got the feels. Landon, your vote doesn't matter on that one, but would you also go Happily Ever After?
I was actually going to go Fantasmic.
Whoa, wow. Man, yeah. I didn't see any of this coming.
Landon's really just throwing a wrench in everything.
I am an agent of chaos this March. And, yeah. And also, Fantasmic has a dragon, and yeah. Dragons are awesome.
That's true.
That's valid.
Yeah. And Mickey gets to fire or something out of a sword, which is pretty cool. Okay. So that means Steffers is actually going to be the one that kicks off the 6-11 matchup. So Tron, Light Cycle / Run versus Happily Ever After, Steffers.
Happily Ever After.
Okay.
Tron was fun, but I could just go on Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Fight me.
That's what we're serving up, hot takes and hot cakes today.
Fight me.
Landon, which one did you pick?
We're going to have our second upset. Give me Happily Ever After over Tron.
And guess what? This would have been a clean sweep because I also chose Happily Ever After.
Wow.
Over Tron.
Let's go, Monorail Crew. Let's
yeah.
Go.
I like it.
So we got, is that our first upset official?
Second, because technically Festival of the Lion King was an upset over Runaway Railway because it was a 9-over.
Yeah. That's good, though. Okay. Awesome. All right, Landon. This is a tough one. Number 3, Haunted Mansion versus number 14, Kilimanjaro Safari.
Ugh. I hated this one. I hated this one with a bloody passion more than I hated you putting Happily Ever After and Fantasmic together.
Yeah, I'm really upset at the selection committee for pitting these two against each other.
More angry comments are incoming.
Yep, I'm very angry at Landon for pitting two of my favorite things against each other because as much as I love the safari, I can't in good conscience go against Haunted Mansion. So give me the Haunted Mansion.
Okay. All right.
Very angry at the selection committee.
All right. So now it's Haunted Mansion and Kilimanjaro Safari to me. I've actually been considering future tattoos. And the reason I bring that up is because I've decided I should get something Disney related as one of my future tattoos. And I would love to get a Haunted Mansion tattoo because it's my if I could only pick one all time favorite Disney attraction, it's Haunted Mansion. So that being said, I actually went Kilimanjaro Safari in this one because.
What?
He just went full circle and then did the opposite thing. Yeah. What is this?
Because I zig.
I got whiplash from that.
When you think I'm going to zag. The reason is Kilimanjaro Safari is a unique individual experience, and it's different every single time you do it. No matter what time of day you do it, who you're the driver of the bus is, it's different every single time. And as much as I would hate it, if they were closing down Haunted Mansion at Disney World, which they would never do, at least we've still got it at Disneyland, so it's not, and other places, so it's not gone forever. I would take Kilimanjaro Safari if I could only have one. So that means, Steffers, you are the decider. Haunted Mansion.
I don't like that.
Or Kilimanjaro Safari.
The pained look on Steffer's face. I know this is an audio format, but I wish y'all could see the look on Steffer's right now.
Because, like, my gut says Haunted Mansion, but my heart says Kilimanjaro Safari.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I hate this matchup so much.
Who's going to win? Your heart or your head?
Kilimanjaro Safari is going to win. And so the thing is, hold on a second. The thing is, animals. Haunted Mansion's a great ride, and it's one of my favorite rides.
Yeah.
Please don't make me give a reason. Can we just leave it at that?
What I love the most about this is people are going to see this bracket and without listening to the show, and they're going to get pissed. Like, what? These people have no idea what they're talking about. But I feel like we can make good arguments. But, I mean, obviously, we all love Haunted Mansion. This is what happens in March. That's why it's madness. Okay?
I don't know. I love Haunted Mansion. And honestly, that was my first instinct. Oh, easy, Haunted Mansion. Then I was like, wait, like, not so easy. This is terrible. I hate Landon, you know? That's how my brain went. So,
well, you're going to love the next round matchup then, because it's going to be even harder for you, I think. But we are
going to be hard for Landon.
We
aren't going to be hard for me.
I'm talking about Happily Ever After versus Kilimanjaro Safari. But we're not there yet.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, that round two matchup is going to be tough on you, Steffers.
Let's not talk about it right now.
All right. So now.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday night problem.
For me, I've got number 7, Nomad Lounge versus number 10, Living with the Landon. And I got to tell you, our previous conversation about Nomad Lounge and how dim ribs being off the menu and now like. Now they're even telling you go somewhere else if you want ribs, if you ask about it, is starting to affect a little bit. I still love it. I'll always love Nomad Lounge. It's great. But that definitely impacted my thoughts here. And again, I went back to, but if I didn't have this other thing, how would I feel? Which is why I chose Living with the Land to move over ahead of Nomad Lounge. Steffers, how'd you feel about it?
Living with the Land was the easiest decision I've ever made in my life.
Wow. A real shot to Nomad Lounge.
I've never been to Nomad Lounge, so easy.
We're going to have to change that at some point, but okay.
Why? There's no ribs.
Fair enough.
What am I going there for?
I mean, she does have a point.
Vegan churros. But okay. All right. Well, Landon, what did you, would this have been a clean sweep, which would be a shock to everyone, or did you go Nomad Lounge?
We would have shocked everybody and done a clean sweep of number 10, Living with the Land over Nomad Lounge.
Wow.
Not having dim ribs has definitely taken away some of the luster of Nomad Lounge.
Damn.
I still love going to Nomad Lounge, but a part of me is gone with dim ribs.
Yep. Yeah.
And Living with the Land is just incredible.
Yeah. Agree. Especially at the holidays. It's even better.
Oh, it's so nice at Christmas time.
All right, Steffers, you get the 212 matchup, 2 Spaceship Earth versus number 15 Expedition Everest.
All right. You would think I thought about this for like a whole 2 seconds before I made my decision. But I did have to think about it slightly. But the correct answer is Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay. All right. Landon.
Lewis, in advance.
Landon, do you agree with that statement?
I mean, she's my girl. It's the Epcot ball. Give me Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be another monorail clean sweep because I also chose Spaceship Earth for that one. There's my cursor. Spaceship.
Man, that second round matchup, that's going to be tough.
Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about it right now. It's Tuesday's problem. Future us problem.
Yep. Tuesday us, we'll have to deal with that one. Okay. Now we're going outside the parks. That concludes round one for Disney in-park experience. We're going outside the parks now. And Landon, Oh, interesting. You get to kick us off on this one because I know that one of these is a hot button for you. But you've got number one, Trader Sam's Grog Grotto versus number 16, the Abracadabar.
Oh, really? Seriously? Question Trader Sam's.
Okay. All right. I mean, I also went Trader Sam's on this one because, I mean, when you get down to it, you Trader Sam's is an experience. Abracadabra mm-hmm. is really a bar. So Trader Sam's. Steffers, would you have gone the same way?
Yes. I haven't been to either, but I know Trader Sam's reputation more than I do Abracadabra.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Now it's to me for the 8-9 Skyliner versus the Monorail.
Yeah, Justin, what'd you pick?
Mr. Monorail.
I picked the Skyliner.
Of course you did.
Selling out his own namesake.
Honestly, though.
Judas.
Listen, I've said it before. If I ever had to rebrand, it would be the Sunday Sunset Skyliner. That would be the podcast. So, yep, that would be it. I do love the Skyliner. If it existed before this podcast, we may have, it would be a totally different future because it's, I love the Monorail. The Skyliner is something else. That's why I went with that one. Steffers?
Monorail, because I'm not a fake Monorail fan. No, this was the nostalgia for me. I do love the Skyliner, but Monorail, I think I have more heartstrings tied to.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Landon, you get to decide then.
For the brand, give me the Monorail.
Oh, Monorail.
Moving for the on. Brand.
I do like the Skyliner, and it is a fun little piece of technology and a good addition to the property. It's a cool way to get around, but I don't know, kind of like what Steffers says, there's just something magic about stepping on those monorails and doors open, you're either at the Magic Kingdom, you're at Epcot, going to your resort.
Yeah,
just love it.
Yep, pretty great. Okay. I'm glad you all bailed me out on that one. People might have revolted if the monorail didn't move on. All right. Steffers, now you get to decide 512, or you're kicking us off for Geyser Point versus Bar Riva. Have you been to either one of those?
Absolutely not, but we're going to say Geyser Point because I've seen videos on Geyser Point.
Okay.
Is that a hot take? I have absolutely no idea, but Geyser Point.
All right.
Smiley face.
It's beautiful. It's a lovely location. Landon?
Slowly becoming one of my new favorite places on property. Give me the 12 seed Bar Riva. I am a big fan of that place.
Bar Riva. Okay. Yeah. It's got good food, good drinks. It's a nice location right off the Skyliner. Mm-hmm. I'll just point out there's no Thank Skyliner or out. Monorail going to Geyser Point. So guess what? I also took Bar Riva, and Bar Riva is moving on to the second round.
Moving on up.
Yeah. It's really good. Landon, I'm experiencing the same thing as you are. It's a new thing for me, but every time I go, it just reinforces that it's a really good place.
Mm-hmm.
And now we move on to a little Waterworks, which is funny that Landon gets to pick this because he doesn't do water parks. And
like, the least
we should have switched that one.
Yeah.
So
we should have switched this one along, but that's okay.
So Landon, you get to pick, but you start us off on the number 4, Stormalong Bay versus number 13, Typhoon Lagoon.
Well, as the noted water park expert on this podcast, I feel I'm very qualified to cast the first vote, and I'll do it for... What does that say? Stormalong Bay.
Okay.
Is that a good choice? I don't know.
Stormalong Bay is great. It may be the best resort pool on Disney property, arguably. Now, I really considered it a lot, but I have to say, I mean, you just can't compete with a whole dang water park, which is why I picked Typhoon Lagoon. Now, if this would be a no-brainer for me if they still had the experience where you got to swim in the lagoon where they actually had sea life in there. That's no longer part of Typhoon Lagoon, but there's enough cool stuff going on there that and this is the one I've been to. I haven't been to Blizzard Beach, that I picked Typhoon Lagoon. So Steffers, you're the deciding vote on this one.
Typhoon Lagoon, no contest.
All right. Typhoon.
Another upset.
Lagoon, the 13 upsets the 4. Okay. All right. Now, that means I kick us off on this one. We've got number 6, Sanaa Bread Service versus number 11, all of Steakhouse 71.
Easy.
I do really like Steakhouse 71. However, I haven't done breakfast there yet, and I hear that it's very good. I did lunch, and I really enjoyed it. The Sanaa bread service, though, is, I mean, like, people make the trek all the way to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is not easy to get to because they also don't have a Skyliner or a monorail to get to Sanaa and do the bread service. I think it's wonderful. And so I'm going Sanaa bread service in this round to take out Steakhouse 71. Maybe to a steak dinner. What do you think, Steffers?
I pick Steakhouse 71. So I haven't done either of these, mm-hmm. but I pick Steakhouse 71. Mostly because of the entirety versus, don't get me wrong, I love me some bread service.
Yeah.
And if I, once I like actually, you know, enjoy the bread service, maybe my answer would change, but that is not the case in this moment as we are doing this bracket. So Steakhouse 71.
Steffers, I'm making all kinds of notes about the next time you're
on my next trip.
Yeah. The things we have to do. It's going to be a lot of food and drink.
I'm down. Easy.
All right.
Yeah, twist her arm, Jay. Yeah.
So, Landon, that means you get to decide on this one. Is it going to be the bread service, or it will be the entirety of Steakhouse 71?
Give me Steakhouse 71. I know the Sanaa bread service is iconic. You did point out people travel and trek over to Animal Kingdom Lodge specifically for the bread service. Some people, well, I mean, travel down to Orlando specifically for that bread service, but... Steakhouse 71 is just so dang good.
Yeah.
Whether it be dinner, lunch, just sitting at the bar, grabbing drinks, and ordering off that menu. Love Steakhouse 71.
Yeah. And I will say, I think it's definitely an upgrade over the Wave. So it's a good location.
Agreed.
Okay. I think this is a good one for you, Steffers. Number 13, the Polynesian Resort Lobby versus number three, the Polynesian Resort Lobby versus number 14, the Wilderness Lodge Lobby. It's a lobby throwdown.
And I've actually been.
You've been to those lobbies.
I'm going to go Polynesian. Now, Wilderness Lodge is a really great contender. However, I just like the theming more of Polynesian. Like, it hits harder for me.
Sure. Okay. I mean... Will we agree? I don't know. Landon, do you agree with that statement?
Stay tuned.
I am going to agree with Steffers. I love the Poly. I love everything about the Poly. Just, I mean, there's times I've gone down on property and just hung out in the Polynesian in the lobby, just grabbing a drink, walking around, breathing in the smell of the lobby. I just love everything about the Poly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I have nothing bad at all to say about the Poly lobby. I actually did go Wilderness Lodge. My vote doesn't count, but I did go Wilderness Lodge lobby on this one. And I got to tell you, the reason is I love that soaring atrium. I mean, I love the fireplace. I love, like, it's just so nice. And that the wood, the totem poles over by the souvenir shop, like, and the bubbling up spring that comes up in the lobby and flows outside. It's just so cool. So I did go Wilderness Lodge lobby, but unfortunately it's going down to the Poly lobby, which is totally fine with me. All right, Landon, it's funny you keep getting these where you get to decide on places where you've had bad experiences in recent history. So number 7, Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar versus number 10, the Enchanted Rose.
So if this was the Jock Lindsay from years gone by, this wouldn't even be a contest in my mind. But unfortunately, this is much like the Nomad Lounge of now. This is the Jock Lindsay's of now. So I'm going to go with the Enchanted Rose, which I think is kind of an underrated experience, even though I think everybody knows the Enchanted Rose is a really cool place to go grab a bite and a drink. And, you know, it's a very cool place to just sit and take in as well. So it's not a, you know, a little hidden secret, so to speak, but give me the Enchanted Rose.
Okay. Valid. I have never had myself a bad experience at Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. And if I go to Disney Springs and there's any talk of, hey, where should we go to get a drink? This is like the first place that comes to my mind. So I went Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. For me, it's easier to get to. I can frequent it, you know, more often. So that's the one that I went with. So that means, Steffers, you get to decide between these two. Have you been to either one?
No, but I do have an answer.
Okay.
Jock Lindsay's is my answer.
Okay.
Now, why is the one I gravitate toward more. Like, I would like to go. I just haven't been. I'm not an Enchanted Rose. Like, the vibe doesn't appeal to me. Not that it's a bad vibe. It's just not my vibe, you know?
Sure. Okay.
I get that.
Yeah, and you did say you'd love to milk Harrison Ford earlier, so clearly you loved Indiana Jones.
You know, that's really where this reasoning comes from.
All right. So that means now I get to pick between number 2, Topolino, and the California Grill at number 15 as the to kick off this discussion. I actually went to Topolino just this weekend, Friday night. Went up to Topolino and we sat at the bar. And of course, you can order the full menu at the bar, but we ordered like all the shareables, not all of them, but a lot of them. Such good stuff. Topolino's delicious. I will say, if you look at it and you're like, I'm not sure that sounds appealing, you ought to give the celery root and truffle soup a try because it was fantastic. So good. They make a delicious paper plane. And while we were there, Luminous was performed over in Epcot and we got to see the fireworks. It was great. So I'm going Topolino over the California Grill. Steffers.
Topolino as well. All the vibes.
Topes.
All the love.
It's so good.
Landon? Even though I was proposed to at California Grill.
Yeah.
But don't matter. Topolino.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Landon, would you have made that one a clean sweep?
Yeah, this is another monorail clean sweep. You can go stand on a guy named Terrence and watch Harmonious or Luminous or some fireworks show. I just love everything about Topolino.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of salty that Cali Grill, for whatever reason, still stays on a prefix menu.
Yeah, agreed.
To this day. Disney, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah,
you're bugging the world.
All right. Now we hop over to the right side of the bracket into the blue portion. The Universal Experience is curated by our very own Steffers. Number 1, E.T. Adventure versus number 16, Sapphire Falls. Steffers, you get to kick off the discussion.
E.T. is my answer here. And y'all know I love Sapphire Falls with all of my heart, but I think that if E.T. Adventure was to be closed down and get, I don't know if I would even go to Universal anymore.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. That's intense, but I get Bold. How much I know how much Bold. E.T. means to you. So it's not a shock, but it is like, wow, that really hits. I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'm sorry for putting Sapphire Falls against E.T. because really it didn't stand a chance, but also like, you know,
yeah,
I'm in the minority. E.T. scares a lot of people.
It does. It does. Landon, does E.T. scare you? And did you pick Sapphire Falls over it? Or did you also pick E.T.?
It scared me enough to vote for it out of fear.
Out of fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, and this was one my vote doesn't matter, but I picked E.T. as well.
Aw, you guys love me.
Yeah, it really was like a Steffers
it's
vote.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we know if we didn't vote for E.T., you would break our legs.
So. No, I wouldn't. It was up against a really good contender, so it like was. I would have understood.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to knock Sapphire Falls out so early because it's an amazing resort. But I mean, it was up against the number one seed. So that's what happens.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Here we are.
Landon, you've got a battle of coasters to kick off for us. It's number 8, Jurassic World VelociCoaster versus number 9, the Dueling Dragons, which is kind of an unfair fight. Two coasters versus one. What mm-hmm. do you think?
And I mean, One is just a Velociraptor, and the other one is two dragons. And as we talked about in Fantasmic, dragons rule. This is an attraction that I still miss to this day. Dueling Dragons, and in this contest, it honestly wasn't even that close. Because from the queue, the attraction, just the theming, I loved, past tense, everything about Dueling Dragons.
Yeah. Fire and Ice, did you have a preference?
I was always Team Fire.
Okay. Well,
but honestly, it was just whatever would get me on the coaster faster.
Well, I've stated I never got to ride Dueling Dragons. I did the Halloween Horror Nights House. I enjoyed it, but I understand the nostalgia for it. I'm sad I didn't get to do it, but I got to tell you, I think VelociCoaster is one of my favorite coasters I've ever ridden. So for me, I went VelociCoaster, which means Steffers gets to decide the battle of the coasters.
Yeah, I picked Dueling Dragons too.
Whoa.
There it is.
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, VelociCoaster's such a good ride. It's so smooth. And then I was like, but Dueling Dragons is Dueling Dragons, man.
Yep.
so
wow.
smooth.
I might upset so many people.
So smooth.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Interesting. That's very, very interesting. We now move on to the 512. We've got number 5, Shrek, going up against number 12, The Kitchen at the Hard Rock Hotel. I've never been to The Kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, we need to start making a list of things you haven't done, too.
I know. I've never been to The Kitchen, but I do know Shrek. I've met Shrek. I went to the Shrek 4D show before they closed down, and I even bought a pair of the glasses. I have them forever. So I'm going Shrek in this matchup. Steffers, how do you feel about that?
I went The Kitchen.
Okay.
Which is surprising for me, because as you say Shrek, I'm like, yeah, man, Shrek is really where it's at. I went The Kitchen because food.
Yeah. I mean, here I get are. It. Landon, you get to decide Shrek or The Kitchen.
Well, much like you, Jay, I've never been to The Kitchen at Hard Rock, so I'm going to go Shrek by default.
Sounds like another valid group monorail trip to The Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm for it. I am pro food, and I'm not afraid to say it. This message has been sponsored by Landon Doan.
All right, Landon. All right, Steffers, now you've got number 4, Halloween Horror Nights versus
this is terrible.
Number 13, Back to the Future. You made this list.
Please, I made this list, and listen, I didn't understand how brackets work, so I really just screwed myself. To no one's... I was going to say, to no one's surprise.
I'm going
to
be surprised either way, I think, with what you picked.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
And the reason, and this is the reason, Halloween Horror Nights changes each year, and you get different stories being told. Back to the Future, nostalgia, great, but unfortunately, we will never, ever get back together. And I don't know.
Like ever.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Halloween Horror Nights. Landon, I think this will be interesting because I think I know how you feel about Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, if you know me or you've listened to any podcast I've been on, you know one of these things I love and the other one is Halloween Horror Nights. One of these things is a beloved attraction. The other thing has murder babies. Give me Back to the Future.
Okay. Oh, now this is tough for me to decide because I love the franchise Back to the Future. The original Back to the Future is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I did get to experience that attraction before it went away. So I've got some nostalgia for Back to the Future. But the new Justin, the modern Justin, has a passion for Halloween Horror Nights.
Don't do it.
So.
Oh, you know he's going to. I don't know why you're saying that.
I have to move Halloween Horror Nights on to the next round because I feel like it is part of my DNA now as much as anything else. Steffers is to blame for that. So
you're welcome.
HHN. Into the second round.
I quit the podcast. Friendship canceled.
All right.
Who are you?
Who even am I anymore? All right, Landon, you've got an interesting throwdown. You've got number 6, Optimus Prime, going up against number 11, Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure.
I'm going to go Hagrid's in this instance. The Optimus Prime meet and greet are really the... All the Transformers meet and greets are cool and unique, particularly when it comes to meet and greets at both parks. But give me Hagrid's.
Okay. Steffers, I know you love Optimus Prime in a weird way, but I hate to break your heart.
Are we going to follow up on what he just said?
I don't think we need to dig too far into that.
You're probably right. Moving on.
I also picked Hagrid's, but I do want to know, Steffers, would you have picked Optimus Prime over Hagrid's?
No, Hagrid's all the way. It's my favorite roller coaster.
Okay. Yeah, I figured.
Like more than Velocicoaster.
But you've surprised
me
before.
If this was Velocicoaster versus Hagrid's, I would have picked Hagrid's. I should have done that for the matchup. I'm fake.
Well, then you didn't have to make that decision, so.
Yeah, well, good. I didn't.
All right.
But I did.
You didn't, but you did. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm starting this one off.
Oh, no.
Number three, Mardi Gras versus number 14, Jowls. Guys, I've gone on and on about how Mardi Gras is my favorite festival. I think maybe at any part. Like, I love it. I love it so much. I love the food. I love the energy. I love the music. I love the parade.
I'm waiting for the butt.
I could go on and on and on. But if I could sacrifice Mardi Gras to bring back Jaws, I would absolutely do it. So I went Jaws in this matchup. Steffers.
just for shits and giggles. I mean, I actually picked Mardi Gras, but like for shits and giggles, I really just want to have Landon be the deciding vote. So Mardi Gras is my vote.
Landon's going to quit the podcast again.
Yep. This time I might be serious. Okay. All right. Y'all have been listening specifically recently. You know how much of a fan I am of Mardi Gras and just like how awesome I think it is. But if you've been listening longer than recently, you know that Jaws is my favorite attraction, full stop, period, of all time. And I consider Jaws the best movie ever made, still to this day. And March 17th, 2024. Oh, geez.
They still have Jaws. Never mind. Anyway, continue.
It has to be Jaws. Like Mardi Gras, I'm sorry. Please don't think any less. It has to be Jaws.
It has to be.
It has to be.
I'm going to put it in all caps. Jaws. Okay.
Yeah, put some respect on Bruce's name.
All right. That means Steffers. You've got number 7, Revenge of the Mummy, versus number 10, Holidays in Hogsmeade.
Revenge of the Mummy.
Mm.
Because the curse is real.
The curse is real. I'm surprised none of us said we'd want to meet Brendan Fraser.
That would have been a good answer.
Revenge of the Mummy pre-show. Yeah. Or post-show.
But he goes to cons, so like you still can. Like I don't need him at the ride because I could see him elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Good point. All right, Landon.
And Steven Spielberg, man.
Yeah.
Classic.
He's classic.
Holidays in Hogsmeade is cool, but I love everything about Revenge of the Mummy from the pre-show, the ride itself, the post-show, Revenge of the Mummy gets my vote.
Revenge. Very good.
Liked this bracket a lot more if you've gotten your cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
As we know, I ruined a relationship to get a cup of coffee today. So
it's for legal purposes. That was a joke.
Yeah, and it's a joke for two people, but I'm one of those two people, so I appreciate it.
So it was a clean sweep. I also went Revenge of the Mummy. All right, Landon, you've got number 2, Men in Black Alien Attack, versus number 15, Hard Rock Hotel. Not Heartbreak Hotel, but Hard Rock Hotel.
I've not been to Hard Rock Hotel, so by default, Men in Black Alien Attack moves on. But also, I mean, MIB is a really, really fun attraction.
It is. Yep. I hate the part, though, when the other people shoot your ride vehicle and then it spins around because that makes me nauseous. But I also went Men in Black. And by the way, if Rip Torn wanted to show up in the pre-show and greet me at Men in Black Alien Attack, that would be pretty cool.
That would be dope. That's my answer. I want to hang out with Rip Torn.
So I did.
That guy seems like he'd be a good hang.
I also went Men in Black Alien Attack. Steffers, I am curious, though, would you have picked HRH over MIB?
Clean sweep.
Okay. MIB. Oh, here come the MIBs.
Don't.
It is also a great AC break.
It is. Yeah. I've told the story a million times, but one of the funniest things that's happened to me at Universal was walking into the pre-show. You've got the team member that steps up and is trying to introduce. This is before you go in the elevator. And there's a a room full of guests that have been waiting, because we actually waited like 45 minutes or something outside before we got in on this day. And he says to the room, welcome to the, you know, whatever, however he introduced it. And he said, this will be a 12-hour walking tour. And there was a couple in front of me that I literally thought were going to break up over that joke because she did not think it was a joke. And she was like, what? Why are we here? She was so mad.
That's awesome.
It was great.
And that relationship ended that day.
It may have. Yeah. And the guy, I don't know if he knew it was a joke, but he kind of looked at her like, oh, good stuff. All right. That wraps up the Universal bracket. And now we have a very interesting one to round out the show. We've got the miscellaneous Central Florida experiences.
It's about to get weird.
It is going to get weird on this one. Yeah. And I'll start us off with number 1, SeaWorld, versus number 16, Peppa Pig Theme Park. I mean, as intriguing as that park is to me, I think I got to go SeaWorld here because we are the official podcast of SeaWorld. So SeaWorld is my pick. Steffers.
I really want to save Peppa Pig to make Landon be the deciding vote again. But I actually put SeaWorld.
Not nice.
That made me snort. Oh, man. All right. Landon, did you make that one a clean sweep?
Yeah, this is a monorail clean sweep.
All right. Good.
I mean, we are the official podcast of SeaWorld.
It's true. Okay. All right. Now, Steffers, you get an interesting one. You've got the MCO monorail at number 8 versus number 9, Orlando Star Flyer.
This is Orlando Mayor.
Buddy Dyer.
MCO monorail is my vote, 150%. Not even a contest. Don't even know what the Star Flyer is.
I don't think you would.
I mean, I think
it.
I do, actually, but it. I don't think I would do it.
Yeah. It'd be thrilling. Landon?
It's generally the first attraction you ride and generally the last attraction you ride on any trip to Orlando. Give me the MCO monorail, y'all.
Yeah, and to redeem my name, I also picked MCO monorail.
As you should.
I do want to ride the Star Flyer. However, I have to say that anything that goes on at Icon Park makes me worried.
Yeah, same.
So,
yep.
So just that's the thing that's kept me from doing it. I'd like to, but I haven't. All right. No further questions. Moving on. Landon, you've got two things you haven't done. Number 5, East End Market versus number 12, the world's largest Mickey D's.
I mean, even though it might be big and it's the world's largest, I got a McDonald's at home. And if I'm being completely honest, I eat an embarrassing amount of McDonald's that a grown man should. When we were doing the bracket reveal last week, I was looking up East End Market, and that legitimately looks like a really cool place that I would like to try eventually. So I'm going to go East End Market.
Oh, I'd love to take you there. I'll take you there. I also went East End Market because you can go to Gideon's and not wait in any line whatsoever. So East End Market. Steffers, what would you have
clean
said?
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep, East End Market.
Clean sweep. No right. offense to the world's largest McDonald's, but plenty I don't really offense. Eat fast food anymore. So
plenty of offense to the world's largest McDonald's. All right. That takes us to number 4, the Kennedy Space Center versus number 13, Legoland. I've said it a million times. I'll continue to say it. I am an alum of Space Camp. I am a nerd for all things spacey. I love it. So I went Kennedy Space Center over Legoland. Apologies to Legoland because I think you had an unfair matchup. But yeah, it's got to be the Space Coast for the win. What do you think, Steffers?
Oh, I also picked. I haven't been to Legoland, and I've only been to the Kennedy Space Center once. But it was such a memorable time that Kennedy Space Center has won my heart and my... Never mind.
And your vote?
Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Landon, I would assume, I assume this is a clean sweep. Or did you just love Legoland, the idea of Legoland so much you moved it on?
This will once again be a monorail clean sweep because, like my fellow Space Camp alumnus over there, I too am a Space Camp and Space Academy alumnus. So, give me the Kennedy Space Center.
Very good. Yeah. Good times. Those were fun memories.
They were fun. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. That will move us on to number 6, Fun Spot America versus number 11, Medieval Times. And Steffers, you get to start us off.
So, I think I actually have been to Fun Spot America.
Mm-hmm.
I am not sure if I was dragged against my will or if I knowingly and consciously went on my own. I will say I have been to Medieval Times numerous times. And I have to say Medieval Times. I am same way we feel about Icon Park. I feel about Fun Spot America, and I don't.
Hey, I have not heard of anyone dying at Fun Spot America recently.
I mean, fair.
It's actually their slogan. Come to Fun Spot America. You haven't heard of anybody dying here.
I just Medieval Times. It's just a fun. You get a cool crown, you know, and makes me feel like royalty. So we're gonna go with Medieval Times.
Okay, very good. Landon?
This is actually kind of a more surprisingly difficult decision for yours truly, because it's like I haven't done either, but I like the idea of Medieval Times, but then I look at Fun Spot America and they have green beer going on right now, but you can get refills for $3.17 with the purchase of a souvenir beer glass, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And also there is a like a hint of danger, kind of what we were implying to, but I'm going to go Even though it is a spot of fun in America, I'm going to go with medieval times.
Oh, okay. All right.
That, wow. Did you pick Fun Spot?
I went Fun Spot kind of for all the things that Landon just said. I like the little hint of danger. This is why I love going to state fairs, carnival. Like, I love that kind of stuff. You look up and you're like, this thing does not look like people should be on this ride. It looks like it could fall apart at any time. All the crappy food you can eat. Like, I just think it's such a good time. The lights. Look, I'm a sucker for lights. I've said that before. I love it at night. All the flashy lights. I love playing.
Wow, we missed something.
The Midway
games. Oh, never
mind.
That's not a Central Florida thing. Forget it. Cancel.
Okay.
I realized we forgot something, and then I was like, wait, but that's a South Florida thing, not a Central Florida thing.
All right.
Because you said lights, so I was like, Santa's enchanted. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Well, doesn't matter.
Anyway.
I'm just going to cry.
Medieval times.
Fun Spot America. Your party will probably be okay.
Medieval times, we'll move on because we all want to be little knights
Sorry.
And princesses. And, no, it's all good. I love it too. So, and the last time I went was for Theme Park Rob's birthday, and that was a really fun memory. Aww. So that was a good time.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. All right. So Medieval times. Moves on. All right, Landon, you get to kick off this one. It's number 3, Discovery Cove versus number 14, Gatorland. You got to say
Gatorland. Come on. It's a land made of gators, guys. And once again, like I said, things are going to get weird in this bracket. Gatorland screams things get weird.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Gatorland.
Gatorland. If any of you are fans of Enrique... Oh, what's his name? His last name.
Iglesias?
Not Iglesias.
I almost said Iglesias, but he's like, no, that's the singer.
I'm saying
Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias. That's right. Yeah. If you're a fan,
Fluffy.
If you're a fan of Fluffy, he has jokes about Gatorland. I also picked Gatorland over Discovery Cove.
No. I picked Discovery Cove. No, Gatorland moves.
Gatorland. The land made of gators.
Come
y'all.
On. It is quintessential Florida.
It's going to get weird.
So good. As badly as I want to go to Discovery Cove and experience that,
I'm tired. I quit the podcast.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back for Steppers. It was our love for Gatorland.
Hey, listen, I had to give up Fun Spot America. You have to give up Discovery Land on this one.
Fun Spot America, somehow still more dangerous than Gatorland.
Honestly, though.
Oh, I want to zip line over those gators at some point. That's going to happen. All right.
Can we have a line of T-shirts of all these slogans that I've made for Fun Spot America?
We really do need to. I'm sure they'd love it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that will be the thing that gets us sued. Yeah. Not us saying that we're the official podcast of Super Bowl.
I want them to contact us and say something about it because hopefully that'll open the dialogue. I'm like, look, if you want us to be, we'll do it.
Jay, right. There are better ways to start a dialogue than with a lawyer involved.
Really? I don't know. tell that to stalkers. They would disagree. All right. So that's Gatorland. All right. So now I kick us off on this one. Number 7, Wild Florida Drive-Thru Safari versus the number 10, the Crayola Experience. Again, I mean, I don't think this is going to be any surprise. I went Wild Florida. It sounds exciting. It sounds like there's a hint of danger. I'm not interested in smelling crayons all day. So Wild Florida. Steffers, you're shaking your head.
I'm interested in smelling crayons. I did the Crayola Experience. So Landon can be the deciding vote on this bracket as well.
Once again, I am the decider. Give me Discount Lion Safari. Or Wild Florida Drive Thru Safari.
I am going to quit this podcast once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Imagine if that was going up against Kilimanjaro Safari. I don't know which way we'd go. All right, Steffers, you get to start us off with this last one here. So Aquatica, which is I know is one of your favorites, versus the Lake Eola Swan Boats.
You know, people might be shocked at my answer.
I don't think they
would. You can't even say that with a straight face. I haven't done the Swan Boats, so Aquatica.
Yeah, of course.
She had me going there for a second.
I really tried.
Yeah. Landon? You don't love water parks, so.
I don't love water parks, but at the same time, I can't look at Lake Eola Swan Boats without reading it as Lake Ebola Swan Boats. So give me Aquatica.
I also went Aquatica, so we finished the bracket with a clean sweep, and we're all holding hands and singing Kumbaya once again. The podcast, the Monorail team, is on the same page. So that
for
does
once.
It. That for once. So that does it. The round of 32 is now set. We actually played through 34 matchups because of the play-in games. And now we are all set for tomorrow night's live show, Tuesday night, March the 18th at 8 p.m. You need to go check out the Passholder Lounge on YouTube. We're going to go live, and we will play out these brackets. This was so much fun just going through this rant. Like, imagine, we're going to have a great time. I can't wait to see the comments in the chat tomorrow, because I think it's going to be off the hook. So I'm looking at all the regulars. I want you all to show up, and I want you to be ready to interact. It's going to be a good time. But that was fun. I had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. And we're going to crown our champion of the Monday Morning Monorail March Madness Mayhem. But you, the lovely listener, can crown your own champ, and maybe we can see who y'all say will be reigning supreme in the live show tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you download your brackets. Again, they're available on the Facebook. I think I pinned it in the Facebook.
You did.
I also tweeted it out at Morning Monorail if you're following us on Instagram. I think I put it on Instagram too. I'll have to check. But it's definitely on Twitter. And then it's in the Discord for those of you who are really in the in crowd, which is not exclusive. You can join it. Like, if you want to be part of the Discord, all you have to do is reach out and let me know. You can join that channel and chat with us all week long and have a really good time doing it. I think we have a good time, and you can too. So that is going to be today's show. March Madness is upon us, and no one can deny that. I mean, you could deny it. You'd be wrong. this is why, you know, I made the joke when we set this up that, like, we're like the 100,000th podcast to do a March Madness bracket. But the reason people do it is because it's fun. It's a good time, and it leads to good discussions. All right, let's wrap things up for today. Steffers, tell us all about what you've got going on outside of the monorail.
Outside of the monorail, I read a lot of books and I get sunburned because I don't know how to put on sunblock. Let's not talk about that. Avengers with Steffers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably, that episode will be up this week. So, stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. And you can stalk me on the internet at Adventures with Steffers on Instagram and TikTok. If TikTok is going to say a thing, who really knows?
They're coming after the TikTok.
They really are.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Go check out Adventures with Steffers. It's fun to call it Avengers with Steffers, but it's Adventures with Steffers. And make sure you follow her on the places that she wants you to follow her. You know, not everywhere. Just the places wants you to follow her.
Correct.
Landon?
Oh, follow me on Twitter, LANDOZ. Please go follow me, Landon Doan. I'm the best, Landon Doan, not the rest. 280 characters at a time. I also appear on The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI, radio station locally here in Knoxville, Tennessee, streaming 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at newstalk987.com. Also available in the iHeartRadio app and the News Talk 987 app as well. Got a big, I think, big announcement coming on the April 1st episode of the Monday Morning Monorail, where I'm going to be letting y'all in on a project I'm going to be doing for my 40th birthday, because I turn 39 on April 1st, but I want to get a running start on this project that I'm doing because I want to do it right. This is something that is close to my heart, and I invite you, the lovely listeners, to come along for the ride, and we can raise some money and help some folks out. So I will be letting y'all in on the deets on April 1st, so be sure and keep locked in listening for that announcement. But keep listening, because we love doing this, and we love doing this for you. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I truly do believe y'all are the best fans in the podcasting game. You are my favorite member of the Morning Monorail fam. Love you. Mean it.
Awesome. And I'm excited for the big announcement. We're all on the edge of our seats. It's going to be huge.
My butt's on the seat because I would fall on the floor.
I appreciate your level of enthusiasm, Steffers.
I am excited. Do you want me to fall on the floor? That's a little not nice.
No, that's true. Yeah, I would prefer you to stay upright.
And I want all of those listeners out there to stay upright as well. We love every single one of you. Thank you for listening to the Monday Morning Monorail podcast. Thank you for spreading the word. Thanks for telling friends. Thanks to Jeremy for letting me join him on Main Street Magic this last week and kind of talk a lot about all kinds of random stuff. That was a fun show, but appreciate being welcomed on that show. So if you're coming over from Main Street Magic, hello, glad you're here and hope you stick around. Jeremy and Rhonda are good friends. I know that they do a great show over there, but I'm happy that you found your way to the monorail, and we'd love more people to do that. Again, we are at Morning Monorail on socials. Morningmonorail.com is the website. We've got the Facebook, Monday Morning Monorail fam, and then we have the Discord. Join us tomorrow night. Don't forget the Passholder Lounge on YouTube. That's the name of the channel, 8 p.m., March 18th. And you can always go back and watch it after it's over. I've got a backlog of episodes that I actually need to download and put onto the Passholder Lounge podcast feed. I haven't done that in a long time. I don't know why. I just haven't. But at some point, we'll release all those too if you want to just listen to the audio. Until then, this has been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to next time. But I would love for you on this post-St. Patrick's Day week to thank a cast member, thank a team member, thank people that are in the service industry because they work real hard and they put up a lot of crap. Just bottom line, be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.